Good evening, America. Welcome to our First Right conference call for January 13th of 2020. My name is Johnny B., and these calls occur Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, with post-discussion ongoing once the recordings have closed. Recordings will pertain to our progress and serve as an archival vault of this momentous action we set out upon, and this archive can be found at ourfirstright.org. The room is open for discussion, so please allow me to remind you to use your mute button on your phone or press star 6 and the system will mute your line for you. That way you can enter and leave the conversation as you wish. Keeps the background noise down too, folks. So, Our First Right Initiative is Real Americans' efforts to draw together a coalition of focused Americans leading the way to restoring real American liberty and freedom under the perfected guidelines of the United States Constitution. This will be a short-lived effort, as our First Right will dissolve once the ratification of the original first article is completed. The first enforcement mechanism of the original 12 protections passed with the Bill of Rights, and that first article calls for proportional representation. Small congressional districts, that was the only subject that George Washington, the sitting president of the day, actually spoke to during the entirety of the state's convention, 1787. Here now that first step towards our hard-earned collective freedom intended to protect us from our servants. Article the First. After the first enumeration required by the first article of the Constitution, there shall be one representative for every 30,000, until the number shall amount to 100, after which the proportion shall be so regulated by Congress that there shall not be less than 100 representatives, nor less than one representative for every 40,000 persons, until the number of representatives shall amount to 200, after which the proportion shall be so regulated by Congress that there shall not be less than 200 representatives, nor more than one representative for every 50,000 persons. Thank you all for attending. God bless, and we'll start this call over here with Bill Hosey.
Good evening. We are fortunate enough, we've got a couple of football teams playing for a national championship, and they seem to think it's quite a big deal. And I don't know if there's anybody out there that is betting, but I'd bet on the Tigers to win. It just seemed like a sure bet to me. And the reason I mention that is, think about that a second. The national championship is being a big deal, and people are betting money all over the place on this football game. Now, remember, it's a football game, and it's a big deal. And they do it every year. Now, what JB just recited was the original First Amendment in the Bill of Rights as sent out by Congress in 1789. There's only one of them. And that's been, I don't know exactly. I haven't done my math. Hundreds of years ago. And we still have not gotten that done. And it just makes me wonder, how in the world can they have a big deal national championship football game every single year? And all of them are big deals. But none of them are anywhere close to being a big deal compared to what the original First Amendment is. It's the biggest deal of all. I think it's the main reason George Washington stood and addressed that one issue, that one article, because he knew, hey, this is a big deal. And we failed him. You know, they had to literally beg him to come back to that Congress because he didn't want to go.
Yep, that's fact. I've heard that before.
He wasn't going back. But he was convinced that without him, it would never happen. He was the key guy. Without him, there would not have been a Constitution. I think it would have just been left up to the Confederation. And that wasn't near as strong as the Constitution. So it would have failed a long time ago. And I guess my point is, in affirming in myself my deepest, strongest desire to do all I can while I can to make sure that this gets ratified. It's that important to your babies, to my babies, and their babies. We've got to get this done, folks. So, I'm going to pick on myself a little bit. And I haven't taken it as seriously as maybe I should. Maybe I just haven't realized how big of a deal this is until I saw how big a deal they think this football game is. Kind of gave me a little different perspective on things. This is a big, big deal for our posterity. It fixes so much of what needs fixing. And it arrests so much of what needs arresting.
Amen.
So, with a few things like that being said, I want to bring this up. Our objective is to ratify the original First Amendment. That's what our objective is. Now, within that objective, we've got to have some strategies. So we need to develop some state chairmen. We need to be informing state legislators that there is, in fact, an original First Amendment that they know nothing about. And we need to, as good as we can, we need to build a mailing list. If for no other reason than to send thank you letters to people. Or, hey, how you doing letters? Or something. But we need to be sending out some pieces of mail. And then we also, which is really important, we just need to find some folks that are wanting to maybe think, well, you know what? I haven't been too happy with the representation I've been getting, and so, maybe I should step up and see if I couldn't be one of those kind of guys, because I think I'd do a better job than who's in there now. And I think we need to make ourselves known at as many gun shows and county fairs and churches and different organizations as we possibly can. Let people know we're in the community. Let people know we're here. And we're not going anywhere until we get this done. As a matter of fact, if you don't like me, join with me so we can get this done sooner. And I'll be out of your hair and you won't have to worry about me anymore. And, of course, there's a little humor in me saying that, but, a little humor does me a lot of good. And I think it does everybody a little good. But just, some food for thought for you guys. I don't know. That must have resonated with at least one or two of you, so I'd kind of like to hear what you guys got to think about what I just said. And you can't hurt my feelings, so don't be shy. Maybe I'm the only one that's on the call. Maybe my phone betrayed me. and my modulation just isn't getting out there, maybe.
Well, I was hoping somebody else would speak up, but I wanted to tell you, Bill, that I agree with everything you say.
I've got one listener out there.
Amen.
I'm right there with you.
She beat me to my button. You beat me to my button. We just keep talking the talk. It's we're working on our third century, Bill. Whatever,
wow.
2089 would make 3,300 years. We've been waiting to do this. So we're like, what, 270? Right in 270-something. 260-something. I mean,
it's 231, isn't it?
231?
That's what I got. But then again, my calculator's could be messed up.
I think
that's right, though. 1789,
1889,
1989. Yeah. 231.
Yeah.
Long enough.
Plenty long enough.
That's a pretty strong lifetime right there.
Yes, it is. Do we have any feedback on the new website? Do we have any idea where that stands? It seems to me that's sort of a place where we, you know, because as much as we might want to publicize this, if you don't have a place where people can go to get more information, you're sort of nowhere, you know?
Yeah. Well, Dixie, I've got a little bit of information on that. And before I get into that, I do want to share this with you. These OFR websites, I've been scratching myself on top of the head because it seems like I'll find one, and then suddenly it's gone, and I'm on a different one, and I can't ever get back to the first one, and now I'm on the fourth one, and I'm wondering where did my second one go.
What does that mean?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think what it means to me is I need to hone my skills, for one thing. But for another thing is, somehow, those need to get clustered together to where they're close enough that even somebody like me, you know, knows he needs to hone his skills, doesn't have to get them razor sharp to get there.
Right, right.
You know, just get the nubs knocked off of them is good enough.
Yeah, well, I do think that's why people oftentimes will have multiple sites that's, you know, like an ORG site and a COM site and whatever else, you know, a net site or whatever, so that sort of no matter where people blunder into it, they get there anyway.
Yeah, and see, that's where I'm having some struggles because I don't have the capacity to do that right now. Not that I can't learn, but I'm not finding any teachers knocking my door down wanting to teach me how to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
But going on past that to get to the original question you asked is, and I take, full, well, that's not what it's called. I'll take a knife in the back on this one. Joe has just gotten out of the hospital. I don't know how long he was in it, but I know he's just gotten out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bedridden. Can't get out of bed.
Hmm.
And it has to do with some kind of a... It has something to do with his legs and some kind of an infection. But his doctor was emphatic that you cannot get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And take all these pills or you ain't ever going to get no better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I hate to say anything about timing. But... No, the timing was terrible on this. Which, you know, I'll take another dagger to the back on that. Because I really did believe with, I mean, I'm not a betting man, but I did mention I bet on the Tigers to win, but that's because both teams called the Tigers. So that's the kind of better I am. You know, you can't lose when you bet on the Tigers when both teams called the Tigers. But when I got this going, gosh, I just, you know, I was so confident that this was going to be done by the 28th of November. I even put a date certain on it. I didn't get that date from anybody, but when I put that date out there, it seemed like, you know, that was the date that would work. Joe didn't have a problem that day. He thought that was, it gave him plenty of time. And then I remember somebody's sister died or something happened, and it's just letting like one thing after another thing leading to something else. And I wish I controlled that stuff, but I don't. And I guess that's about as close as I'm going to come to asking to be forgiven, because, you know, I don't know that that's even a word that comes into play here. But I do feel like I've done something wrong, which is encouraging because I must have a conscience. And in this day and age, some folks just don't have one. So I'm excited to know that I just recognize, hey, I've got one. But that's where we're at on this doggone website, Dixie. Did that make any sense to you?
Sorry about that. My phone rang and I tried to do one of those can't talk now, and I answered it. It was my daughter, you know. Anyway, so I heard parts of that. I heard a lot of mea culpa. So he's not well and not able to work on it right now is what I think I heard.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, all right.
I mean, well, I feel really bad, but I know he feels...
You know, stuff happens, you know. Life happens, right?
Well, you know, I've always said, you know, hey, sometimes life just gets in the way and, you know, hey, maybe this is one of those times when it happens.
That's right, and I'm a big believer that all things happen for a reason, you know.
Right.
And in some form of a grand design.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sorry that I did miss part of what you said. I was catching little pieces of it until I was able to hand the phone off to my husband and tell him you talk. So... we have no prognosis at this point for either him or the website. Is that true?
Well, I don't know what his prognosis is.
She's a 4-year-old.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Oh. Somebody trying to...
You talking about Wahala?
I think you're breaking up there.
I'm not sure who that is. Sounds like somebody's trying to talk.
Oh, you were breaking up there a little bit, but yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is this any better?
A little better. Yep.
Well, yeah. No, I was just saying that Joe has got some kind of an infection.
Right. And he's bedridden.
Yeah.
Right.
So they don't know at this point, you know, when he'll be better or.
Well, he told me, and this might be wishful thinking. I don't know. He told me he thinks that he'll be out of bed in a couple weeks.
Uh huh. Okay. All right. Well.
This is Charles.
I'm trying to do some other things while that's going on. We just got our guys in legislation just started up here in Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of downtown, bopping around down there, and went into the Republican Party's at.
Mm-hmm.
And hobnobbed around there with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they're suspicious down there.
Yeah, I think we got Charles on the line here who was looking to say something.
Hi, everybody. This is Charles. Advisor, I want to advise you on something on this website. You still listen?
Yeah.
Remember that thing I was talking about? Continue to get?
Yeah.
I have the information from Mr. Walhofer, who's his name. He's very much interested in working with this. And what this will do, it will give everybody who's a member will have an app that they can send out to everybody data.
Mm-hmm.
As an interim to this website. It's been a year now since I've heard the same thing. It's not up and it's not working the way it should. If you want to try it for a month, the offer is still open. The guy is very much interested in working with us. So what I want to do is send you the invitation I got from him to all the board members and set up an appointment with him and go through the app with him and ask him questions. So Bill, you can ask questions about the thing and ask him about the mobile app, where you can share with everybody you know, and they can donate through it, and you put up your blurb about Fire First Right and what you want to do on it. Is that okay if I send that to everybody on the board?
Yes.
The invitation. And you can set up on your own, doesn't have to be a group, an appointment with them. And you can find out on your own what this is all about, and maybe this will be an interim until we get this website fixed. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll email it tonight to everybody. And, we've got to have – I'm really, really shocked that this website's not up. Yeah, I've been talking about it. October 18.
Yeah, I am too.
And,
so,
this is we can't operate this way and have a success. So, I'll email that to everybody. And Mr. Wellhofer is he knows about nonprofit. He's one himself, and he can help us. It's one of the reasons I sought him. And try to get the board last year to do it, but they didn't. Okay, I'll get off and everybody else can talk about what else is going on. Okay.
Well, I like what Charles had to say. What's about Dixie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an app person. You know, I have only a moderately smartphone. And, that for me is not enticing, but,
right.
It does seem like an organization that has experience in helping to raise funds and stuff could only be a plus.
Right. I don't know much about apps myself, so don't feel lonely.
You know, we don't have the kids on the line who do the app thing.
I do know how to spell the full meaning of that app. I knew how I can spell application.
Uh-huh.
Please don't challenge me to do so.
Yeah, well, it's been a few years since we had the whole, there's an app for that, right?
Yeah.
That was the big catchphrase there. There's an app for that.
Hey, I had mentioned I was down at the Republicans outfit today. And I'm standing alongside a couple of cutouts, full-size cutouts. Ronald Reagan was on my left side, and Donald Trump was on my right side.
Cool.
Well, I found it kind of neat.
Yeah.
Well, I found a book sitting on the table. You know, it's a couple places to sit in there. And when I walked in, there was nobody in there. They were all in this other office having a telephone conference. And the head lady came out, and she tried to shoo me away. Now, how could she help me? And, you know, I'm in here on this call with these people. And I'm like, oh, well, you really, the best way you can help me is get back in there and get on that call. And it's pretty important. And I'm pretty important to you. And, of course, she didn't jump on it right away. She tried to shoo me out of there.
Mm-hmm.
She wound up having to get back on that phone call. And so I sat down in a chair, and I saw this little book. So I picked it up, and I started looking through it. I thought, well, that's kind of a neat little book. And about that time, this other lady comes out with a clipboard and a pencil or a pen, wanting to ask me questions and write stuff down and shoo me out of there, pretty much, is what she was sent out there to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got in a nice little conversation, and she realized that I wasn't going to get shooed out of there. And next thing she knew, she's taking me on a tour through the whole place, showing me everything. Oh, they've got a real pretty corner office that's just got a beautiful picture of the state capitol, and you're, you know, 13 floors up off the ground. Just happens to be on the 13th floor. But it was always beautiful. Furniture looked nice, you know. But you could tell they weren't completely in yet. And then suddenly this other lady was there, and they got to talking, and well, that's where they're going to wine and dine their new people. And I'm sure that's what this phone call was all about going on in there. Was, you know, the instructors were on the other end of that call, handing out instructions to the Kansas people. And I don't think it was, you know, campaign people or Trump people that were on the other end of that call. It was some other people. But I did get to meet enough people in there and had enough conversation with them that I'm a little worried about that outfit. There's something that didn't seem right in there. I'm not sure what it is. But before I left, I said, oh, hey, by the way, I'd like to steal this little book I was looking at. And then I picked it up as though I were going to steal it. And the lady says, well, wait a minute. You'll bring it back, won't you? And I said, well, of course I'll bring it back. And she says, okay, yeah, you can take it with you. And the name of this book, it's a little, looks like a kid's book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little white cover. And it's got a big elephant on one end, and Donald Trump's sitting on the other end. It's a teeter-totter.
Okay.
And the elephant's way up in the air. Big grin on his face, and he's holding on tight, and it looks like he's firmly planted. I don't think the elephant's going to lift him up. Doesn't look like it. But the name of the book is called Trump Poem.
What is it?
P-O-E-M.
Oh, okay.
It's the story of how Donald Trump changed history by Cat Jones.
Huh.
And it's just a cute little book. And I think I'll read a little bit of it and maybe write a few of the little funny poems down that's in it. So that's kind of how I spent some of my day today.
Mm-hmm. And now, where was that, the Republican headquarters?
Yes.
In Kansas City?
No, in Topeka, the State House.
In Topeka. Oh, okay.
Right across from the State House.
Okay. And is the governor a Republican?
No.
No. Okay.
But she's got a fun name, Laura Kelly. If you say that three times, you're going to pull the lever for her.
Okay.
That name just puts a smile on your face. There's something happy about that.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't fit her picture at all. But that's, she got lucky when they drew names, I guess.
Mm.
I mean, I've looked at that, Dixie, and that's the only thing I can come up with on how she won that governor's race.
Hmm. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on where people don't go out and vote, and you get somebody who's got some George Soros money or something, and, you know, and they get out the vote. You know, my own nephew was going to some socialist camp this summer. He went this summer about how to learn how to go out and influence people to get out and vote and be activists, you know.
Yep.
So they're playing, you know, they're working it. They're working it. And our problem is we all got lives and we want to just live, and we don't want to go out and be, you know, political activists. And so they're getting ahead because they're doing it.
Well, they're so out in front of us.
Way out in front of us.
I think they're in first place. But, yeah, they're way out there. They've got a – I'm going to try to get a copy of this because I think it's important.
Mm.
Nothing I can read because this thing is – it's the biggest book I've ever seen, and I've been to big cities and seen how big their phone books are.
Mm.
This book is – I mean, it's really – it's got to be 10,000 pages anyway.
Really?
Yeah, but it's what they're using to do what they did in Virginia. And they're going to start doing it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's effective. Now, it's full of a bunch of hoops. But regardless of that, they have created this massive manual. And all it's designed to do is destroy that little bitty of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they, you know, they want power. They want the power. The more I study all what's been going on, the more you realize how, you know, we have to get involved. Because otherwise, you know, the whole heritage of the country is just going down the tubes.
Well, I'm convinced. I'm convinced without any question that the only fix is getting this first article ratified. That's it. That's the only thing that will do it. There isn't anything else out there going to do it.
Well,
not just collapses.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been following the whole QAnon thing. Been giving it a very lot of my time. And I must say it is encouraging to think that there are people with a plan who are sort of working in the background to, you know, the one thing that I find extremely positive is that they are really educating the people little by little. You know, I think the whole thing with the impeachment has been a way to just show how very cynical the whole process is, you know, that it isn't really a true effort to show that the president's done anything wrong. It's really just all political. So, and it's about gaining power and gaining the upper hand.
Well, do you know what the most important thing, and I'm going to ask this question, but I think I know what you're going to say. Do you think there's a war going on?
Oh, without a doubt, there's a war going on. And okay, you know, there's the war is going on many, many levels. And it's...
What's the best thing to have in any war?
What's
if you could just pick one thing, if you could just pick one thing, what would that one thing be?
You know, God's favor.
Well, that you need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else do you need? You need the truth. You need, you know... You need an army of people who are committed to the good. I don't know what's the one thing.
The one thing you got to have is position. God has position. So we need to take our position as close to him as we can get. And that's how you win the war.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, that's been said a bunch of times, not quite like that.
Mm.
But that's what it's all about.
You know, the thing that I think is difficult is the younger people today, they have no idea how they have no gratitude. They think that they're, you know, that they don't have any opportunities, that they're, and, you know, in some respects, they are correct in that, you know, the opportunities that we had are not the same today, you know. I mean, we sort of had a clear path forward, and they don't see that clear path forward. But on the other hand, you know, materially, they have all sorts of good and wonderful things. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, they have been indoctrinated into this idea that they're all victims somehow. And, you know, the only thing that's going to change that is to hand the power over to somebody who's going to, you know, give them cookies and phones and stuff, you know?
Yeah, the one thing they've got, and we had some of this, but they've got a bunch of it, and that's time takers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, you know. I mean, you know, for us, it started with radio and television, and now it's everywhere all the time. You know, if it's not your phone, it's, you know, your laptop or whatever.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So get
guys with this big fat book are just about, by the year 2024, the elections are not going to be anything like you and I think they are right now.
Well, I don't know. I think it could go the other way. I think it could go, you know, I think the whole thing in England was very, very encouraging. You know, they voted for Brexit. The elites dragged their heels for 3 years and tried to convince them it was all a big mistake. And then you get this election and the, you know, the everyday people overwhelmingly came out and said, no, we really mean it. We want out of the European Union. And so that was fabulous. I think this thing in Iran where you're seeing people, you know, having a voice and saying, no, you know, Soleimani was not a great hero. He was, you know, a war criminal and he, you know, he doesn't represent us. He's not what we want. And you're seeing the same thing in Hong Kong where people want to be free. They want what we've had and squandered, you know. And
I'm so glad to hear you say what you just said.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious what, to me anyway, what's going on. Where have they built all these great underground facilities?
Underground facilities, I don't know.
Well, they're all over the East Coast, around Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to save them from what they're going to do to the rest of us.
Some in the Ozarks. Well, I think and I'm probably wrong, but all those things you just mentioned about foreign nations overseas and the people, how they're acting, Brexit and all that, Hong Kong and so forth, these evildoers are losing badly.
I know. It's awesome.
It doesn't appear like they are from where we are. But they are, and they have been.
Yeah.
And you heard America is the last shining place on the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they think it's the last place they're going to survive. They got to get it, and they got to get it as fast as they can get it. And they're coming at it with everything they've got.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's part of the whole, you know, UN plan to for the elites to rule the world. And but people are starting to wake up. You know, the question becomes, you know, we have let the school system take over and, you know, brainwash the kids, really. And so and that's the biggest danger, I think, is that you have these kids because it takes a while. I mean, I'm 66 years old. And when I came out of high school in 1971, I didn't know that there were two schools of thought, two political philosophies, really. I had been just indoctrinated into the whole liberal thing. And it took me a couple of years to go, wait a minute, something's not quite right here. And I began to figure that out. But, you know, and so if you think that back then, the whole indoctrination process wasn't as, as strong as it is today. And now you got kids who just, and now, of course, the kids are in it from, kindergarten or even, preschool. And it's much more, God, you see it, everywhere. It's just insanity, really.
It's been redesigned and refined.
It's been refined and it's been, and it's like uniform now. I mean, they're all teaching this. How many of these kids, only the homeschool kids have any critical thinking, really, as a group and any idea that there's something other than this, secular humanism, big brother, knows all. And is, it can and can fix everything. So I don't know, So is there a way, like, how do you get through to them after they've gone through this indoctrination process for all these years?
Right.
And can you? And when you see that the suicide rates are growing, why wouldn't they? There's nothing to live for, right? There's no hope. There's nothing good and true and.
Yeah, they're empty.
Yeah.
It's like, their soul's not been nurtured.
Right, right. Well, and they don't even have a soul, right?
Whatever that stuff's called. What do people spray weeds with?
Yeah.
Got a name for it.
Roundup.
Roundup, yeah.
Herbicides.
They rounded them up and sprayed them with Roundup.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. They don't know. They don't have a sense of, something bigger than themselves. Something that's good and.
How about ownership, Dixie?
There's no ownership. No, because it's all to the greater good. It's all for the community now. It's not for yourself.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's flowed out and distributed back. That's what they ain't hooking up. And they're usually, late 20s, early 30s before they even start looking in that direction, right?
Right, before they sense that, whatever it is that they've been taught can't be right because their life stinks.
Right. The goal they were striving, they were told that they would achieve if they would just follow these steps. It just ain't going to work out.
Yeah, I was listening to somebody the other day who talked about, when schools teach kids that you have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. You can't even go to the bathroom without somebody saying it's okay. That's actually pretty profound, you're not capable to figure out for yourself when it's okay to go to the bathroom. I mean, what message does that send?
They're doing that today?
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that for a long time.
I didn't know they were doing that today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy times we live in, I must say. But I am finding some encouragement in the whole Q thing. I'm finding it pretty credible. I was a little at first like, yeah, really. But I am thinking that there's some credibility there. And so that is giving me encouragement. And I do wonder, too, if as we get ourselves ramped up, if there is some way to reach out to the Q people who are patriots and, and looking to advance personal freedoms and that kind of thing. And might be a great audience for us, a very targeted audience, if you will. How much do the podcasters charge to be a sponsor,
Well, there's a lot of Q followers.
Yeah.
Now, as far as finding Q people, if you were to call Q followers, you might be onto something.
Well, like for instance, now there's several of the podcasters that I listen to pretty regularly, and they all have, you know, My Patriot Supply as a sponsor or Noble Gold or one of these things.
That's the market that's going to be following that.
Well, right, exactly. But they're also a good audience for us. So, you know, Maybe we could, you know, find out what it costs to sponsor one of those programs. And that might be a place to direct.
I'm following you now. Okay, I'm catching on. Sometimes it takes me a while, but I catch on.
Yeah, of course, we'd have to have money to do that. But
well, but, yeah, we would. Hey, since you brought that, speaking of money, now this is going back in front of us a little bit, I think. But I think some of us remember this stuff. To be a basic member, we've got the Nickel Club, which is $18.65 a year. Does anybody remember that?
No. That's the very first I've heard of that.
Yeah, and then we've got, that'd be like your basic membership.
But you know what? I think there were a couple of people who gave something like $18.65 or $17.89 or something like that. And I wondered what it was.
That was the Nickel Clubbers.
I see.
Basic membershipers. Now, sustaining membership is $1 a day.
Uh-huh. Wow.
65 days a year.
Uh-huh.
And then you pay, you know, all at once a month, however they want to do it.
Yeah.
And that would be a sustaining membership.
And
if we wanted to offer lifetime memberships, you'd be a patron of the original first, and that'd be $1,000.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
You'd pay that sometime within the first year.
Okay.
And then you'd be done.
Uh-huh. Well, I must say there's a long way between $18.65 and $365. I think we need a couple of more levels in there.
Well, those are based on George Washington being on the quarter.
Uh-huh.
So that's where those came from.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now you
can
give anything you want to.
Yeah. Well, 1865, you said, was a nickel a day. If you were doing a quarter a day, that would be $91.25 a year, which sounds better to me. But,
yeah,
you know.
Jefferson's on the nickel, isn't he?
I have no idea who's on the nickel.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Jefferson's on. I think I did mean a quarter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I never heard of the dollar discussion.
Well,
yeah,
maybe I just made
it. Thank goodness George is not a $100 bill.
Yeah, right. Well, we are going to do something about raising some money. We got some expenses coming up for the the Delaware things. And we have the balance of the website, whenever that comes around.
I don't know if this is encouraging or not, but I've got an appointment tomorrow with a local business owner.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of knows what I've been doing for a while, and you know, he's encouraged and likes what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called him today and said, hey, I didn't call him. I got a hold of him on Facebook. He said he was on Facebook. So I tried to, I guess you can make phone calls on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to call him. And I'm not one to wait around too long. So I let it ring about 5 times and I hung it up. And then I just sent him a message on the messenger. And, I can't remember exactly, you know, what it was, but I said to him, I said, I haven't seen this guy forever. This guy was a, he's an athlete. He went to Iowa State on a gymnastics scholarship. And he's a successful business guy. But I said to him, I said, Dan. I said, hello. I said, Bill Hosey here. Thinking all the Christmas wishes you had came true. Going to a good start in 2020. Looks like it could be one for the age. You've some time. And as I recall, I missed an opportunity to visit with you. Perhaps it's been over a year ago now. If one still exists, I would not miss another one. I'm involved in a mission that either you may hurt me on, want to be a part of, or simply up and put me off my spot. Let's see.
I'm losing you there, Bill.
I said not much time from me would be taken, to be clear. I would have called your office, but I couldn't find you listening. I said, thanks, Dan. I have a very low expectation level, so I won't take a non-response personally. I must tell you that my community is a better place because of the Copeland legacy. As his family's been here a long time, they've done a lot of good things in my community. This isn't news to him. I said, and it continues so. So take pride in that, as I'm not the only one that sees the benefit. And it didn't, you know, just a few minutes, he said, Bill, I'm very interested in talking to you. Call me anytime. And he left his message, and he's looking forward to getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got back with him, and so we're going to hook up tomorrow.
Cool.
And I'm going to be asking him for money.
There you go. Sounds good. You know, I'm just looking here now. I just opened an email from the Constitution Club from Keith Broders. And he says, we need approximately $1,000 a month to hire our marketing guru to increase our membership so that we can accomplish our goal of educating America. We need 100 members to donate $10 a month to reach our goal. Donations are not tax deductible. So, you know, there's another approach. Send out an email with a request for, you know, and I do like the monthly, you know, it's nice. $10 a month, and, you know, pretty much anybody can.
The monthly seems to work out better, I think.
Right. Well, and maybe tends to keep people engaged a little more, too.
Well, yeah.
Hmm. Well.
But, it's probably been a week ago since I talked with him. But he sent me a couple really good movies. One is about the Second Congress. And it's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what's the name of that outfit? It's an outfit that's been around since the 50s. I can't remember the name of it. It's a club. It's a membership organization. But they did a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent me another one. It was a Disney movie, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. Because they're, you know, they're kind of lengthy. They're kind of long. It takes a while to watch that stuff.
Right.
And I don't spend a lot of time sitting around watching stuff.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Speaking of which, I need to sign off because I have to work tomorrow. A horrible thing.
Well, this feels so good to hear your voice. You know, you've been on vacation in Florida, and I've been wanting to get a hold of you, but I've been respecting your vacation.
Thank you very much.
Because I know that, you know, that time's pretty precious and doesn't come along all the time, so I didn't want to bother you. So if I get a hold of you tomorrow, don't be surprised.
All right. Well, I will speak with you then. And,
okay.
you all have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Dixie.
Yes.
Hey, Dixie. Was you on the call last night? Or do you attend the tactical civics calls on Sunday?
You know, I haven't been. I haven't been for, I don't know, a couple months.
Well, we ran into an issue last night that some of the service providers will no longer allow access in the preconferencecall.com.
Oh, really?
So one of them is mine.
Okay.
Apparently Verizon would be another one because Aaron is saying she couldn't get in either.
Huh.
But it's telling us that the number is no longer valid.
Really?
It's not a working number, yeah.
I did get some kind of an email from Free Conference Call the other day saying something about problems. I didn't actually.
With the FCC, yeah, it's real interesting. So we're working through it. But while I was trying to deal with it last night, I called the other numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I even tried your strategic call line.
Yeah.
Strategic planning call. I made sure it was still there. They're all still there. It's
okay.
Just the Tactical Physics America again.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's very much so. But they still had the call. I mean, there were still, I think, 12 or 14 people showed up, which is about normal. You know,
right.
Usually about what we get.
So what was the issue? That you couldn't get into the call?
No. I could, yeah, my U.S. Cellular claimed that the number was no longer a working number.
Hmm.
But this email, they make the comment that the Federal Communications Commission had brought in some new rules and order that was forced in by the AT&T and the big carriers. And now that everybody's jumped through their hoops on the conference call side of this equation, the big providers are reneging on their agreement. They're refusing not to comply.
I see.
And they're refusing to complete the calls to freeconferencecall.com.
Uh-huh. And can you still get it through the computer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure
I mean,
can.
That's... Lord,
we're having issues operating with that new heads-up display that FCC installed and finding all the bells and whistles. And I've been working from my cell phone with the old desktop control panel, which that's what I'm doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still there. I just have to figure out how to get on my computer audio to get into the call.
I can get the, you know, I plug in a headset with a microphone, and I did have some problem with it. My husband was able to fix it. I don't remember exactly. I think I had to go into, control panel settings, sound, and switch it to the headset from whatever I normally have here. But,
right, whatever the computer wants to use.
Yeah,
you got to
play around with
tonight.
It. Yeah. Get it to figure it out. But that works better for me.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
I appreciate it.
In case you start hearing people saying something about getting into the call.
Uh-huh. Okay, I appreciate that. All right, well, everybody, have a good night. Nice chatting with you.
Okay, Dixie.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you, sis.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
And that whole deal there with the free conference call line, you think about this, we're coming up on the whole January 19th, 20th issue. But these free conference call lines have been one of the major force multipliers for the grand juries and everything, and these collectives
right.
that are working. So here's your big carriers coming in and trying to put the kibosh on the communications, which is part and parcel from the art of war.
Right.
But then you come around to this magazine, high-capacity magazine handout that the NRA did today. Have you heard about that, Bill?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, the NRA is handing out 30-round magazines
at Virginia State Capitol, Richmond, as part of the fight against the governor's gun grab, okay?
Right.
But it took me a little bit. Breitbart finally let me know where the magazines originated from, and it is the Magpul industry. They make plastic. I don't know. I hear they ain't too bad. I know people having issues with them. But anyway, they make the composite magazines for the ARs where they got, I think that's where they got started out at, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, a renowned magazine firm's accessory maker sent 1,000 magazines to the gun rights organization in order to have them given out to pro-Second Amendment veterans on Monday. Okay.
This Monday?
Yeah. A lot of the other networking sites are centering in on how they're sending all these high-capacity magazines into Virginia for the fight that's coming up, okay? So there's a direct feed of industry. And I guarantee you that whole AR-15 market come directly out of the NSA and the Department of Defense. I'll guarantee it. You just look at how those machines operated once they hit the street. Anyway.
Well, expand on that a little bit on what you mean about how they operated.
Well, the AR-15 was supposedly, that's the classification of the automatic rifle, AR. And the 15, I think, was the serial reflecting back to the M16. Am I wrong on that? I'm not that up on my guns, y'all.
Well, the ARs were Armalite rifle is who made that first. That's where
the original. Okay, yeah, that original AR. That was the prestige that the wave rode on. But once this whole assault weapon and high-capacity weapons came up into the forefront of the conversation, and then the two political parties started using it as a economy-building tool.
Right.
I mean, look at how Obama did more for the gun selling industry than any other president in history.
I know, yeah.
At the same time, taking the whole thing apart is really amazing. But then ARs, they started coming out, and they got up to almost $6,000 brand new out of the box.
Yeah, they were high.
And within 2 years, you couldn't get rid of one for more than $700.
Right.
And everybody was having issues with the parts because they were all cheaply made. That's an organized thing. You just
can't flood
the market like that on a whim, catch a wave that's coming up. There's a lot of preparation went into that.
Well,
and I watched that whole thing transpire through the gun shows, you know. And the people never targeted it back to where the problem really lies. And that's in them being able to pay attention to how their products are made and come into their area.
Right.
All right. Anyway, go ahead, Bill.
Well, they're cheap today.
Yeah. But what I see with this whole thing, the disruption of the communications and then the war industry, that's what it is. It is the war industry in there padding its bet to make sure something will happen.
Right.
Or at least gather more people to send the money into the NRA, hopefully.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in Richmond on Monday?
I really don't think there'll be anything happening in Richmond. It might be an outlying area. Maybe down in North Carolina or one of the neighboring states. Possibly.
Yeah, North Carolina, Georgia, they got problems.
Yep,
we're
absolutely.
We're fixing to have some up here.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And I couldn't fathom that there aren't more counties across this country that aren't talking the same language. And now that they've got this example.
They're talking that language in Kansas.
Yeah. And it's all really a matter of sheer luck if they get to see anything about this deal going on in Tazewell County and what they've actually done. And it's even slimmer that they would see what the tactical service resolution actually looks like. We just don't have the voices. We don't have the voices to get the message out in front of the crowd. But we're getting there. I hear encouragement.
Well, you know, I hate to say this. It makes me feel bad every time I think about it. I've got a place to stay, pretty much all expenses paid, deal in Richmond, but I can't get there.
Oh, Bill. That's too bad. Yeah, I was a little worried about that. It's on the other side, and you just ain't going to be able to go.
No, I just got no transportation.
Oy. Oy.
So,
6 days.
You know, I mean, I'm not telling I'm going to be disappointed, but hopefully, because there's a dinner on the 19th with just the militia.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that I can get somebody from Kansas to sit in for me, just because I think Kansas should be represented.
Good luck, brother. I trust your judgment on who you select. Or who can
oh, he's
go.
A good one, mate. He's a good one.
Good. Most excellent. But, yeah, it's definitely a discussion everyone needs to be in on. Oh, my gosh. I hope to record it.
Man, that's what kills me about it. It's, you know, God, I missed out on a big part of history.
Right. Oh, yeah. There'll be more. Oh, yeah, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I know, but it's Virginia
started.
And it's Richmond, and it's just, you know, it's just, what do they call it? What's that bridge there? Not too far from there. Concord, Lexington. Or Lexington Concord.
Yes, sir. I have to agree with that. Entirely.
And our first right needed to be there. But it just wasn't in the cards. So I'll be on edge, waiting to hear how things are going, how things went. And kicking myself in the pants as soon as I learn how to do that. But I've tried it most of my life, and I've still never been able to manage how you kick yourself in the pants. But I often tell people, hey, kick that guy in the pants. And then I always follow that up with, hey, let me be clear, I mean the back of his pants. And that's always followed by a giggle and a laugh. But, you know, I don't know what you guys, this is kind of open being ratified by everybody is this membership part of what's going on so we can get some money coming in. I mean, what are your thoughts, JB?
Well, I couldn't make out all of that, what all it was, but it was
Like a quarter a day, a dollar a day. and then lifetime membership to be paid within one calendar year, and that's $1,000. We're probably not going to get a whole lot of those, but we might get one or two.
Wow. That ain't a bad idea.
And, you know, with your basic membership, you know, we'll get emails and stuff and have that basic information so that, you know, we can get bulletins and notices and stuff out to them. Invite them to public meetings invite them to, you know, state coordinator meeting stuff. And because as we go, there'll be more of that stuff going on. I know there's nothing going on now, but there will be.
Right. Well, as I recall, we had kind of a discussion on that at one point.
This isn't
City Day Nickel Club, Quarter Club.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this is any brainchild I had. I think this all came from conversations that we've had. That I was just jogging my memory and jotting some of this stuff down.
Yeah, I got you.
And, you know, and I don't know, maybe I need to start offering quarters out to anybody that'll speak up.
And a quarter cup. Bill's quarter cup. Who's going to grab it first?
Start calling this a coffee clash. Anybody that asks for a cup gets a quarter. Yeah, I'm at this place today. This is the funniest damn thing. I'm standing in this front office, and this gal walks in, and there's these other people in this other room on the phone, and there's this other lady there that I'm talking with, and she came to see one of these other ladies, but she can see that she can't get in. So the three of us are kind of having a two-way conversation. She's talking with this lady, and I'm kind of sitting there just being interrupted, so I'm just listening. And this lady that just walks in, all of a sudden, a quarter drops on the floor. And I said, "Hey, you just dropped a quarter." And she goes, "Oh," and she bends down and picks it up. And a little bit of time goes by. Bing, here comes another quarter on the floor. And it's like right down at my feet. And I said, "Hey, you dropped another quarter." And the other lady looks at me and she goes, "Are you doing that?" And I said, "Doing what?" She goes, "Are you dropping those quarters?" I said, "No." She dropped that quarter. And, of course, the lady comes over and bends down and picks it up and admits that, yeah, she dropped the quarter. But I don't think the other lady believed her. I think this other lady thought I was the one doing that. And so I said, "Hey, I'm a gentleman, so forgive me for not bending over and picking that up." I said, "But I've only got so many bend over and picking ups left. And I didn't want to waste one on something that didn't belong to me." And she says, "Oh, I understand." She says, "No, that's not a problem." And I said, "Well, I just wanted to be clear that I wasn't bending over and not picking it up on purpose just because I'm a jerk. You know, ordinarily, normally I would. If you drop something, I'd normally bend over and pick it up." I said, "But you're a lot younger than I am, and you know, if I've been over to pick that up, you might be having to call somebody to come get me out of here."
Might cost more than a quarter to pick you up, huh?
Yeah, but the funny thing about it is, because I'm going to bring this up the next time I'm in there, and she's going to remember that lady was dropping those quarters. And I'm going to say, "Well, I wonder, do you ever think of why that was happening?" And she's going to say no, and I'm going to let her have it. I'm going to say, well, because George Washington was on those quarters. And he probably thought I came in here by myself. I don't go anywhere by myself. Let me tell you something about George Washington. And then I'm going to take her to school. I don't need the door to be wide open. I just need it to be cracked open. I can get right in there. So I'm glad that lady was there. I'm glad that lady was there to drop those quarters on the floor and make such a big deal out of it to that other lady. Because that other lady's in there all the time.
Right. I knew you was coming back around to George. That was just too easy.
Greetings from California here.
Hey. Hi, James.
Hey, recognize my voice. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess Bill and who all is out there?
You got Johnny B.
Oh, hi.
Aaron, Eric, and Dan Hosey, Bill's brother.
A lot of people, and I was listening to Dixie speaking. I'm kind of new. I hear she's, I've heard her name a few times. I wish I could have, you know, joined the conversation a little more.
Oh, she's just a swell gal.
Is Aaron, she not, what was her, the woman who was resigning out of Kansas? I have not kept up on the board of directors. Has your group been, are you going to be switching as far as the president or whatever of the nonprofit?
Well, this is still a nonprofit. Now she's a board member, and I have been chosen to be the new commandant.
Oh, okay. So you'll be carrying on the conference calls, basically.
Don't use that word, Bill. You're not a commandant.
Oh, well, whatever that is.
You're not a slave driver yet.
No, you're a conqueror. You're a conqueror, Bill.
Bill the conqueror.
Well, anyway, I have some news. I put out some PSAs I recorded this morning, and you know, for people who don't know, I'm trying to run for president with the Libertarian Party. We have the Iowa and New Hampshire, primaries coming up, and so
right.
I created a little PSA. I mentioned article first in there. It's only a 2-minute PSA, so I didn't really say a whole lot, but I was just wondering, do you think that it's a good time to try to get, you know, with the primaries coming up, Iowa and New Hampshire, maybe to put out a PSA just for Article the First? Does anyone have experience with, like, making a TV PSA and getting a free, getting it broadcast, you know, on some sort of a, you know, a free speech message type? Type thing, specifically in Iowa and New Hampshire, you know, right now. I don't know. Who would I talk to?
Iowa might be.
Is anyone in that area? I mean, I guess most people, Kansas is kind of far from Iowa. It's on the other side, you know. Nebraska, it's on the other side of, I was on the other side of Nebraska from Kansas.
Yeah,
but
it's right in the corner of Kansas just about. In fact, I think you can get to Iowa from Kansas straight through, I think. You might have to go into Missouri a little bit or Nebraska a little bit, but not much.
Has anyone ever, with this group, ever made a video kind of presentation of what? Article the First is about?
Yes, absolutely.
So there is material there.
In fact, George Washington did that video.
Really?
Yeah. And I think JV could probably know how to send it to you.
Ah, get out of here. You mean you have, like, an actor as George Washington or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you know how long that video is?
Not very long.
In minutes, would you say?
Just a second. I'll have it up here.
Three.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, maybe.
So is it ready for broadcast? Is it like a PSA, so to speak?
It's ready to go, man.
Oh, okay, okay. See, I'm not real good at moving files and videos around myself. I'm not actually a programmer or anything. I just have, like, an old laptop and use the cell phone a little bit. Who would I talk to? I guess I could talk, because I'm going to be contacting all the news media. I've got all the, you know, phone numbers and everything for the Omaha area.
I wonder if Eric is still on the call. Do you know, JB?
Yes, but he's muted on his end.
Okay. Well, he may know how to take that video and do what you just said to do. It needed to be done with that or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if it's a YouTube video or?
No, it's not. Well, it might be on YouTube, but I don't know that it's a.
You ever heard of bright eon, like a bright light? Bright eon. No, that's the platform. The video is on our video media tab at ourfirstright.org.
Oh, okay.
It's the very first one. It's 2.5 minutes long.
Okay, yeah, I'll look at it, and then I'll see if I can, maybe I can send that, if I can get an original copy, you know, the digital copy of it. Maybe I could send that or upload it to the stations when I'm doing my own personal PSA.
Right. And with the board seats moving, I believe, someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's in the bylaws that the president of the board can't sit more than 12 months. But I could be wrong on that. I can't find my bylaw folder.
Well, I think I can find mine, but I can't read it.
Can I maybe call someone tomorrow? Is there somebody I could talk to on the phone tomorrow with Our First Right and maybe research a little more on getting that video? Go ahead.
On the website.
Yeah.
JB, think about him calling Charles. Charles is knowledgeable in that area, isn't he?
Well, what I'll do is I'll look at the video first, and then by next Monday I'll have a little more information. I'll call in
That'd be good. And I don't know. I have such a hard time maneuvering, but one of those pages, my cell number's on it.
Let's see here.
So I could get a number if I needed to. Probably just wait till next Monday because I don't even have my own video. I have all the addresses of the media in Omaha, about maybe at 30 or 40 TV stations and so forth. And I my video isn't ready yet, so I'm going to probably need till, you know, about a week to get it all.
Sure.
But and I'll look at the First Right video, and then as I start contacting the stations, I can ask them if they want additional PSAs. Sort of make sure that, you know, I'm sure the video would be good enough and everything. So It's going to take me time, so let me look at it first, and then by next Monday I should have, you know, a little more information there.
Right. I think it's a very well done video myself.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to be trying to do this in Omaha and Iowa and New Hampshire. So within the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be working on it. So I'll call back next Monday and give you a report.
That'd be great, Jim.
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you guys know. I mentioned it in my own PSA, but I just mentioned, you know, Article the First, that we're trying to get it ratified, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
But I did the video spontaneously. They're not edited. I hadn't even looked at them yet. So I'm waiting till tomorrow to pick them up and start looking at them. I went into a studio and recorded them. So. Well, let me get back to you next Monday on that. Hopefully I'll have you some good news there. And that's about all. All to report here. Not much, but.
Appreciate it, Jane. Good luck.
And I'll look for a phone number on the site if I need to call anyone, or, you know.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. I'll be standing by. I'm going to put it on mute. I'll be listening, because if you need me to say anything, you know, I'll be here.
Okay, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Were you able to find that video, JB?
Yeah, I got right to it. It took a little while to load up, but that's probably my connection.
Right. How long ago has it been since we made that video?
Well,
it probably doesn't say when on there, does it?
Well, I'm thinking probably last July, June.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it ain't been 8 months, I don't think.
See, I'm thinking it's been over a year. It's a year, over a year old. When was our first year?
October.
That video was made before we got off the ground, I think.
No, I think it was just after we got off the ground.
I don't think so.
It's saying published a year ago, but it ain't giving me a date. That was published to the website a year ago.
That could be. Yeah, I bet that's what it was. Yeah, gosh, I'm thinking we ought to have that guy do us another one. But we need to get some money in the bank first. And that's kind of what I'm thinking about more than anything, is trying to find some donators. I'll have my first shot at one tomorrow. Which I need to donate myself. I can be a donator. If I can be a commandant, I can be a donator.
You're a conqueror. Not a commandant.
I know, I couldn't think of anything. And I was thinking Sergeant Schultz for some reason. And that made me think of commandant. I don't know how my mind worked at the time. I mean, what would I be thinking of Sergeant Schultz for?
I have no clue.
Didn't even remember who that guy was?
Yeah, he knows nothing.
I would think most of
it. That's why I was thinking about him. I don't know nothing.
He doesn't see anything either.
I know it. But he likes that, what's it called, schnitzel? Or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Schnapps. Yeah, it was schnapps.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the first part of that schnitzel's der Wiener. And then schnitzel. Der Wiener schnitzel. My German's
yeah,
not as good as it used to.
Well, they got the Wiener schnitzel out in California.
I know they do.
I haven't seen one of them in a long time. Heck of a long time.
Hey, I don't care. That stuff out in California nowadays, that when I was living out there, I had not even in my wildest imagination could I think they'd have that stuff.
The only thing I miss about California is that burger outfit, In-N-Out Burgers.
In-N-Out Burgers.
Yep.
I miss some of that Mexican food. They used to have some pretty good Mexican joints out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's been pretty cold out here, too. It's been dropping down to the upper 50s out here.
Oh, that's frigid.
Hey, it only got to 87 here today.
Well, the other night in North Pole, Alaska, it was like 50 below. And I think they call that climate change, I think. Depending upon where you're at.
Yeah, it's supposed to get down to 73 tonight.
Get out of here.
It's kind of chilly. That's sweater weather.
Where are you? Texas or somewhere?
McAllen, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Way down south.
Well,
8 miles. Eight miles from the wall.
Yeah.
I just spoke to somebody that grew up down there on the other side of the border. Where the heck did she say she was from? Somewhere down there.
Well, Reynoso?
No, it was. She told me like a name of the state because I think she lived out in the sticks. I don't think she lived in a town.
Yeah.
He said there's not a lot of sticks left down there. They burned them all.
No, there isn't. No, they got a big machine. And they got a big machine on one of them big cranes that's going down along the river, absolutely pulverizing trees and bushes.
I think that's called landscaping.
Well, this machine they got, I guarantee you, will landscape anything you can think of.
Yeah.
Because he swings that boom around and grabs a hold of a tree and just makes chips out of it.
Right, yep.
Then they got a D9 cat coming along behind him, piling all that up.
Well, they
reach all the way down to the water.
Oh, yeah. Is there much water in it right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's flowing pretty good.
Well, we're coming around on, actually, I think we're a little over an hour, Bill.
Are we?
Recording.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to get on here?
No, I think we can end it.
All righty.